Welcome back to the Voices of Women Summit, where in honor of International Women's Day 2025, we are raising the voices of hundreds of women so their messages can be heard. Your host for this session is Carrie Casey West. Carrie is a storyteller maven hailing from Santa Barbara, California, and her first book is coming out just after the summit. She's got another amazing guest coming right up. Take it away, Carrie.
Absolutely delighted to introduce you to my friend, Aileen Boyle. Aileen is an amazing, amazing woman, and her voice is so important. Today, Aileen is going to be talking to us about make an impact and increase your sales. How do you bridge the gap between revenue and impact? Aileen, welcome. I'm so happy to have you here.
Oh, me too. I'm so excited that it's you that's doing the interview.
Yes. And I guess I missed some intro bit. So I'm sorry. Do we need to go for an intro? Okay, we're fine. Thank you for being here. Tell me something. This is something I've been wanting to ask you, and I've been waiting for this moment. How did you become so passionate about somebody? Hold on.
Somebody's not muted. Hilarious. So what happened was I used to think that I really hated sales. In fact, I would actively avoid it. I spent years and years doing business development, making sure clients got what they needed, usually clearing up the mess that the traditional salespeople had created. And why would I like it? Because it was created for people that were into gimmicks, they were into pressure, they were into fast tactics. You know, their idea of overcoming objections was to pressure people till they said yes. And it never sat well with me. So to be honest, I just avoided it. And then I decided that because what I was doing was working, because the businesses I was working with, even though I did it myself in my way, they were actually thriving. So when I found myself looking at what was next, I'd come to the end of some contracts and it was like, do I get another contract or do I actually go out and do this myself? I decided to launch my own business. And that's where it came from, was that utter belief that there was a different way to do things. So that's what I did. So I built this beautiful framework. And then if I tell you I started in January 2020, you know what's coming. The whole world flipped on its head. And that playbook that didn't work for me actually wasn't working for anybody. So I decided I would build a brand new playbook. And that's how it came about. And what happened was that very first year, I spent time really listening. I was helping my clients, really listening to what they needed, really listening to where they wanted to be. And all they wanted was something that was authentic, flexible, and actually worked. I would be able to help them adjust should another financial disaster, economic disaster befall them. So that's how it came about. And then it was about a lot of women I was hearing going, I really want to make a big impact, but I hate sales. And you and I both know that if you're not selling, you can't make that impact, because that impact needs money. And the best way to do that is to sell what you have. And you can do it without the gimmicks and the pressure and just have some real conversation. So that's where it all came from. And I've just been spending the last 5 years building on that and talking at innovation competitions and things, and just spreading the word of how to get more out of your sales conversations and throw the old rule book out of the window.
That's wonderful. So, by the way, everyone on the call, please tell us where you are, where you're calling in from. And I have a very important question for you, Aileen. How do you overcome that feeling that sales is just, it's just slimy? How do you overcome that? What's your message about that? Because I do it all the time.
Yeah. So the first thing that I tell people is stop seeing sales as the enemy. I'm just going to let that sit there. Don't see it as the enemy. I can't tell you how many women that I've worked with have said, oh, I love my work, but I hate selling. But if you stop seeing it as the enemy and actually seeing it as your friend to making the impact, it changes how you feel about them. And it is a feeling. I don't know about you, but I know that a lot of women feel things here, or they feel them in their gut. And if there's something's not comfortable, they go, well, I'm not doing that. And that's okay. But if you don't sell, and the other thing is, don't see it as selling, see it as serving, because what you're actually doing is you're helping people make a decision. And so those two bits going hand in hand, I'm not saying it's the answer, but it actually helps you start to go, okay, well, how could I help people? And one of the things I talk about is I'm quite a structured person, and I like a little equation and a little formula. And I always say that whatever event you're in, whatever is happening, whether it's an email or a meeting, you've got a choice about how you behave in something. Now, you can't control the other person's behavior, but you can control your behavior, how you deal with it, how you approach. So if you take the event and you add in that, how am I going to approach this? You then get to the outcome that you would like. And so that's kind of the three parts, which is, yeah. So don't see it as an enemy, and, you know, just go, how can I approach? How can I serve? And honestly, the outcomes are so much better.
That's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. So what would you do if I came in and I said, okay, I feel like I'm serving people and it seems to be working, but I'm just still struggling with this. Is there some practice that I could do every day that might help me? You know, is there mantras or intentions I could set? Do you work with intentions at all that I could use to help me get over this? What practice could I do?
People go, oh, you make it look so easy, but I have to say, I didn't come out the packaging like this. This is an everyday thing. And I listen to some of the greats out there. There's some, you know, Regan Hillier is fantastic. She's a young Kiwi who moved to Australia, and she's made lots of money. I listen to male and female, I have to say. I get the balance. I listen to people like Brian Scott. I listen to people, Paul McKenna is a UK person. And back in the day, he did hypnotism for entertainment, but he's actually an NLP master practitioner. And I like how he's able to help me rewire things, reframe things. And that's where I start. But really it's about, I then take that and then say, what is it that my client needs? What do I want to achieve as a business? What is the impact I am making? And then I work backwards from that. And when I work backwards, that's when I start to see, well, where is it that is making me feel uncomfortable? So am I confident in my offer? Am I confident picking up the phone? Am I confident having the conversation? Am I confident asking for the business? And it all comes down to self-worth. So the question about mantras is really important. You have to have that strong sense of self-worth, because then talking about things like money is so much more easy.
What about affirmations? Do you have a favorite affirmation that you use in your life when you're getting ready to go on a sales call or present yourself? Did you have an affirmation before you came online today?
Yes, so I did. I actually listened to a half an hour activation thing from Brian Scott. And it really was about saying things in my head going, I know my stuff. I know my stuff. And that's quite a Scottish way of putting it. I know my stuff. I am worth it. In fact, do you know what? I'm more than worth it. I have experience. I know what I'm talking about. People need what I have. I can help them. And you know what? If they don't want my help, then they won't actually come and find me. The people that come to me are looking for my help. And those are the things that go around. And it really is about getting that self-worth and knowing what you have will help somebody solve that problem. So I am more than enough is a favorite of mine.
Oh, I like that one. I am more than enough. And I think that's something all of us could hear all the time, don't you?
I think so. I think so. I'd be interested to know what other people's mantras are. It'd be great if they put that in there just to share it with other people, because what works for me doesn't necessarily work for somebody else. And I think what's really important is to find the thing that works for you. I mentioned some people there, and you might listen to any one of those and go, oh, no, I don't like them. And it is about finding the right person that resonates with you, which is actually what we want to be to our clients, isn't it? We want to resonate with them. It's the same thing. So it's and people go, I've never done any selling. We sell every day. Anybody that's been in charge of a toddler knows that you have to sell every day. We're going to get dressed, darling. Now we're going to have some food, darling. Or, you know, if you've got a family member that you need to take along, you're selling the idea. You're negotiating. You're like, okay, how can we figure this out? You know, it's
yes,
we do. Women are better at it. We are.
And I love this aspiration, this affirmation that Sharon Love posted. We speak, inspire, and prosper. We empower millions with kindness. I love that one. That's a good one. But you made a good point, and I want to dive into that a little bit. Negotiation. Is negotiation the same as selling? I mean, is that... Because I always feel like I can negotiate much better than I can sell.
So maybe that's the reframe that you need.
Okay.
So I think it's about, it really is about dumping the word selling and sales and putting serving, negotiating. But negotiating is really where, you know, the person in front of you said, I heard what you said. You've clearly listened to me. Can I, you know, but I've got some questions, and you as the person are completely open to that. I've gone, absolutely, ask me anything about this, because it has to be right for you. And immediately the negotiating partly isn't just about trying to get you to win and them to lose or vice versa. It really is about that win-win. How can we find the place where we are both happy to progress forward? How can I present to you exactly the transformation I'm going to bring? And usually that comes up in various, you know, people talk about objections. Well, objections are just another opportunity for you to go, ask me your question. Objections are not objections. They're based in fear for the other person, but it's also them asking more information. And why not? You know, we're intelligent people. We want to know how things work. We want to know. So again, it's maybe semantics. But negotiating to me is actually just about, okay, how can we make this work?
Yeah, I agree, but I don't know that it's necessarily semantics. I think, like what you just said, an objection is a good place to give more information. I like that view of it. I do like that. Yeah. So here's a question from one of our listeners. What is your favorite sales success story?
Oh, gosh.
Maybe even your top three. I don't know.
But let's go. I've got this one in. So I've got two. Can I tell two very quickly? So my first one was early on when I decided to really, really focus more on helping women. And it's not because men don't need the help. Women just need it in a different way. And I need to be clear. This isn't, men versus women thing. And there was a lady there, her business was all about high-end travel. People were coming from the States and from China. And of course, in 2020 and 2021, that all fell by the wayside. So we worked together, and at the end of that, where the travel had been the main thing, what we came up with was a brand new offering to the new market, the new way of doing business and the way the world was working. And that woman has gone on to have travel actually be a sidebar to, and it was in the whiskey industry, funnily enough, whiskey tours, a sidebar to having a cask registration business. Now, what happens is, you know, and both of them feed into each other. So now she's created quite a circular business model of all the two leads actually feed each other rather than relying on one particular stream of income. And she's gone on to be hugely successful. So that's number one. Number two is I was working with a lady, she was a managing director, and she wanted to be much more conscious in how she was dealing with her team and her staff. So I took her through, we looked at her leadership, we looked at the value proposition, we looked at how she could engage more people, the culture, etc. 3 months later, she bought that company. And because she developed, she went, I know what I want to do with this company now. And I just think to have that confidence, it was something that she thought she would do in 6 to 12 months later, and she did it 3 months later. So Those are kind of, I know it maybe doesn't sound like that's a sales success story, but actually because she did the work, the revenue came in, the success was there, she grew confident in her own managing abilities, and actually she went, do you know what? She bought one of our clients. No, she bought the company she was working for because she knew exactly what she wanted. She's taking that company on and she is doing so well with that now. And I do have one last story. This is one that just happened last week and I just heard about it. Is a friend of mine that I'd worked with before, she's like, right, Aileen, I need to get my finger out. I need to get on with this business. I've got an opportunity to work with this amazing woman. She's just starting out. She wants me to do some brand work for her. I was like, great. So we put together the pitch and she was really worried about the money. And I was like, nope, you are worth it. You have got 25 years plus experience. Go for it. And you know what's happened is not only has she got that piece of work, but the lady she was pitching to said, I would actually like it if we could talk about you being my brand partner in this.
Oh my gosh.
You know what it is? When women get the right tools in the right context, they fly. And to be part of that is just, I mean, it gets me really emotional. I just, these women are just doing so well. So there we go.
Well, I see you're being invited to be on a podcast at speakinspire.com.
Sharon, thank you.
More importantly, you're inspiring me right now because I just love to hear how things can flow when you get out of your way, when you believe. I think that what I'm hearing you saying was when you believe, it really open amazing doors. And you're proof of that. You are living proof.
Do you know what it is? People can be confident, but they don't. Self-confidence comes out. Look, I can walk into any room and go, deep breath, walk up and go, hi, I'm Aileen. But that doesn't mean that inside I'm not going, So self-belief and self-confidence are two different things. And I think that you have to have the self-belief that you are exactly what your clients, your target audience, however you want to, whether you want to put it into business vernacular or not, the people that you want to serve, if you are the answer, then you have to have that confidence, know your worth, believe that you are the person, and we use confidence and self, and I just did it there, we sort of put the two of them before. The confidence is having the nerve to walk up and go, hi, I'm Aileen. The self-belief is the bit where you go, do you know what, I think I can help you. Would it make sense for us to talk about this more?
Yeah, and I sometimes feel in myself, it's hard for me to ask that question. But you're right, that is the question. That is the question we need to ask these people. Absolutely, absolutely. So tell us about your gift. What do you have for us today?
Seven
framework? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so what I did was I really focus. This focuses in on the actual conversation. So you've got to the point where I've said to you, Carrie, would it make sense if we talked about how I might be able to help? And you've said, yes, let's set up a meeting, a call, whatever. So you're in that meeting. Okay. So I need to be really clear that it's at that point. And, you know, what this is this document is seven things that you need to think about from, it says things like, prepare and research the person you're going to talk to. You know, if you turn up and you don't know anything about the person in front of you, then, you know, it's going to come out, you know, so do your homework. And then it takes you through, you know, seven things to frame the conversation. Now, I'm very much a big believer on burn the script. I don't like scripts, but what I do think we need is a framework to make sure that we're covering all the elements that we need. So, you know, you want to build rapport to start with. You want to figure out what their challenge is. You want to, you know, offer the solution like a friend. And this just, it just reminds you of seven things to bear in mind when you're having that conversation, so that it helps you create a bigger impact and hopefully get a lot more yeses and a lot less, I need to think about that, or I have to go and talk to somebody about that. So yeah, that's what this is.
That's a good practice to start getting into. Do you recommend looking at these seven steps before you set up the call or after and when you're preparing? I'm not clear on that.
No, you can look at it before. So the first two, number one is about doing your research. But okay. I think knowing the framework will help you prepare for the call and actually be in the call. You know, and even if you're doing a Zoom call like this, you know, you can have it open to the side because nobody will see. So it will help you, you know, if you get a bit flustered, you go, oh, yes. Oh, right. So, and it just helps calm down. So you can use it like that as well. And, you know, I've had many clients use it that way because they just, you know, it helps just keep them calm. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I really appreciate this. Do you have any great parting words for us? You have a lot, so please give us a good closing. We still have a few minutes, so you don't have to rush this, but just give me some okay. good last minute thoughts you have.
Okay. So I love the quote that Eleanor Roosevelt was supposed to have said, which is, and I'm just going to read it out because I want to make sure I get it exactly right, is the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. Ooh. And for me, that's about believing in your dream, because when we run a business, we, you know, yes, it might come from practical and necessity, but actually to run your own business, to be in charge of your own destiny, to make your own decisions, to have that independence, that is really, it's a dream for many. And it's, you know, it's about taking action to achieve that. And that way you can create the impact that you were meant to, because the world does need you. So that's the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. I love that one.
The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of
the beauty of their dreams.
That's beautiful. I love that one. Yeah. So go ahead. What's your other
point? Also, I was going to say, and to have somebody say that in her time, a woman say that in her time was quite, you know, she must have had quite a lot of sway, you know. That's a different podcast though, isn't it? And then the very last thing I would say is, don't wait for permission.
Ooh. Now you're talking my story. That's mine.
Give yourself permission every single day to do whatever it is you need to do, because the things you need to get to do are not necessarily the same as the next person, but it's as impactful on you. And I think that then comes from, don't compare yourself to anybody else, because I know I did for a long time. And I know that's where an awful lot of my insecurities came from, because I wasn't like that person. I wasn't like that person, but that's okay, because you have to be yourself. So don't ask for permission. Do the thing that you know is going to get you towards the thing that you're trying to achieve.
Wow. You copy that, lady. Copy that. That's beautiful. So to all of you here, if you want to connect with Aileen, send an email to support@erfsummit.com with the subject line, connect with Aileen Boyle. I want you to know, I've talked with Aileen many times. She is exactly the person she is today. She is so authentic and so real and so genuine, and she is so passionate about this process and working with people. So I can't encourage you enough to follow up. Get her gift, the 7-step framework to turning conversations into clients. I'm telling you, it's really important work that she is doing here. Thank you so, so much, Aileen. And I want to say our next guest is going to be, where do we get the gift? Good question. The link, if you see the link up in the chat, the link, the conversation with clients, if you look up a little bit, Sharon, it's in the link is in the chat for the link to Aileen's gift. So be sure you grab that today, guys. It's a good one. It's really important.
Thank you so much for letting me share. Thank you.
Yes, Oh my gosh, yes. I was so excited. I was so excited when I knew I got to interview you. This was fun. So thank you, Aileen. Our next speaker up is Jessica Ann Renfelt, and she'll be talking about dancing in the shower. I don't know about any of you, but I'm afraid I'll slip and fall. So I don't dance in the shower, but I'm going to hear this one. This is going to be good. But dancing in the shower, cultivating radical resilience to live a life you love. I think I'm going to need this one, guys. Aileen, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's connect again soon. So much to catch up on. Thank you all for listening. Please reach out. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, that was an amazing speaker. For replays of this talk and all the talks, plus an incredible gift bundle, upgrade to VIP now. If you have any questions or problems during the summit, you can always email our support team at support@voicesofwomensummit.com. Stay tuned. We have another fantastic speaker coming right up.